Elizabeth Elliot says, there's a difference between a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day and a peaceful and happy one. I think it does not depend nearly so much on what happens as it depends on your attitude and your response. Welcome to Gateway to Joy. Here's your friend, Elizabeth Elliot.
The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking today about television. We've gotten so many letters from two other programs that I've done on television. And since someone sent me this column that comes from the Bible Broadcasting Network, I thought I'd read this to you first, and then we'll talk a little bit about this question of television, which seems to be very troubling to many Christian families, and I can certainly understand why. This little piece, it gives no author. It's just from the Bible Broadcasting Network. The TV set is my shepherd. My spiritual growth shall want. It maketh me to sit down and do nothing for his name's sake, because it requireth all my spare time. It keepeth me from doing my duty as a Christian, because it presenteth so many good shows that I must see. It restoreth my knowledge of the things of the world and keepeth me from the study of God's word. It leadeth me in the paths of failing to attend the evening worship services and doing nothing in the kingdom of God. Yea, though I live to be 100, I shall keep on viewing my TV as long as it will work, for it is my closest companion. Its sounds and its pictures, they comfort me. It presenteth entertainment before me and keepeth me from doing important things with my family. It fills my head with ideas which differ from those set forth in the Word of God. Surely no good thing will come of my life, because my TV offereth me no good time to do the will of God. Thus I will dwell in spiritual poverty all the days of my life. Now, I'm not here to tell you that you must quit watching TV or get rid of it. This is one of those material things which in itself is not intrinsically evil, but it is an instrument of evil as well as of good. Now, there is a difference between the TV set itself being intrinsically evil and its being an instrument of evil. But for many of you, the very fact that it is an instrument of evil is sufficient reason to get rid of it. We have to realize that God has given us choices to make. There is no denying that television does present some very worthwhile programs. They're few and far between, they're hard to find, and if you have small children, it does simplify life tremendously if you don't have a TV, because then there isn't the constant battle of, yes, you may watch this, no, you may not watch that, and turn the TV off and do your homework. You know what it's like. Now, there are many things in this world which are not in themselves intrinsically evil. Food, for example. It's a very good thing. But the great question is, how do you use it? It can be blessed as we take it in moderation and always with thanksgiving. Or it can ruin us if we don't watch carefully what we do with it. Food can become an instrument of gluttony. And gluttony is considered one of the seven deadly sins. Television can ruin your life or your children's lives. It can destroy your peace, deprive you of joy, and become an addiction. This column shows its potential. It stultifies spiritual growth. It encourages idleness. It's a waste of time. It hinders Christian service, fills my mind with the world's values and notions instead of the values of eternity. You know, Paul says in Romans 12, I beseech you, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is an act of spiritual worship. Don't let the world around you squeeze you into its own mold, but let God remold your minds from within. Can we let God remold our minds from within if our minds are already stuffed with a whole lot of junk? How can we keep from allowing the world to squeeze us into its own mold? Well, no matter what we do, it's going to be difficult. It was difficult back in Paul's day. If it was bad then, it must be 1,000 times worse today simply because of the mass media, if nothing else. So much false stuff is put across the TV, and people swallow it just because it was on the TV. Oh, well, I saw it on TV. It must be right. And there's so many subliminal messages. The commercials, appalling, aren't they? You can hardly look at some of them. You wonder, why do we have to have this in our living rooms or wherever the TV is? Don't let the world around you squeeze you into its own mold. That's what the Bible says. Back to this column on the TV is my shepherd. It keeps me from church. Why should we go to church? We can't be Christians all by ourselves. We are sheep. We're members of a flock. We are meant to be shepherded. We're meant to worship God in a body together. We are meant to be members of a community of believers, and we need to be instructed and corrected and supported and fed. The TV instructs and corrects and supports and feeds us in many very wrong ways. The TV may make me useless in God's kingdom. It may be the only prop left to me in my old age. It may take the place of friends. One woman wrote to me, "I can compete with any woman in the world when it comes to holding my husband, but I can't compete with the TV." So many wives have written to tell me how heartbreaking it is to them that the little time that their husbands have at home, when they long to see their husbands play with their children and give their children time and help them with their homework and just be together with their children, that time is so often spent just sitting on the sofa looking at the TV. They can't compete with the TV. The main complaint that women seem to have about their husbands is communication. Well, TV is an enemy to communication. It does destroy family life very often. And it ends with, "I will dwell in spiritual poverty all the days of my life." I would suggest that you examine yourselves with regard to the TV set, if you have one in your home. Keep a record 1 week of the amount of time that you spend watching TV. You might be shocked. I've heard some very shocking figures. I think one of them was that the average American spends 22 hours a week in front of the TV. And I heard one minister say, "What is a minister to do to counteract that when he only has 20 minutes per week for the sermon?" Paul says in Philippians chapter 4, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." We all know very well that whatever is true does not necessarily describe what we see on the TV. Is it noble? Is it right? Is it pure? Is it lovely? Is it admirable? Very possibly, it's none of those things. Is it a temptation? I know it is for me. Not that I'm eager to get home and watch TV. Usually I watch very little TV, but I do have a small TV set. I watch the news for a short time in the morning while we're getting dressed, and I watch one or two things occasionally when I'm in the kitchen. I have one TV set in the dressing room and one in the kitchen. They're both very small. I'm not telling you that that's what you should do, but even as little time as we have to watch TV, I find that once I've turned it on, then instead of turning it off when that program is over and going and doing the next thing, which I know is more pressing, it's a temptation at times just to lazily stand there at my ironing board or at the sink or whatever I'm doing and watch something that's not worth watching. Who of us would say that it's no temptation at all? Those of you who don't have one in your house, you've eliminated that possibility, haven't you? And I think that's a wonderful idea. It does simplify your lives. But my mind is to be conformed to the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. We are to learn to think Christ's thoughts after Him. Our minds are to be transformed. We are to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Where do young people get the idea that everybody's doing it? Usually from the TV. Everybody's wearing it. Everybody has one. Everybody goes to this place or that place. It's an infection. It's a corruption of our thinking. May the Lord give us wisdom in the choices that we make. May He give us hearts dedicated to holiness, wills ready to obey Him, and may He help us to eliminate from our lives those things which do not in any way further our spiritual growth.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Path of Loneliness, Finding Your Way Through the Wilderness to God. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.